I've always thought a hall like this needs a gallery.
Rachel acquired all these at auction.
No family portraits?
Only photos, sadly. Everything fell out of our hands long ago. That one's Simon's choice.
Cromwell after the Battle of Marston Moor.
Ernest Croft, a Victorian artist.
Original?
Not quite. Torn from an old book and then framed.
Sacrilege.
Sadly, old doesn't always mean valuable.
Ah, you're one of those dealers.
Well, if he was, we could have bought this house long before now.
I can probably find you an old portrait of Castingham Hall.
Really?
There were a few done over the years. Leave it with me.
And we had a moat once, did we?
Yes, the place was fortified pre-Elizabethan times, before Rachel's ancestors filled it in.
To build the current house?
That's right. The parks, of course, the woods, the mere. Those have always been here.
Well, you certainly know your stuff, Mr. Crome.
Well, makes a change to be paid for it. There are many other houses like it, of course, all over East Anglia. Rather dank little buildings, in all honesty, but steeped in history.
We're restoring the front portico to its original design.
You are? Well, a good deal's been done to the place anyway, over the centuries. And technically, that was a late addition, done in the Italian style, all part of the 18th century Grecian taste.
Well, Rachel knows a good firm in Cambridge.
Yes, worth chucking the pennies at, if you have them.
Speaking of which, Mr. Crome, have you found anything out about our master bedroom yet?
Early days, Rachel. Early days.
It's a bit of a mystery to us. It's the biggest room by far, huge in comparison to ours, but it doesn't feel like anyone slept in here. The cabinets, the dresser, everything you see was locked and sealed. We had to hire a specialist to get inside them.
Anything in them?
Nothing. They were all completely empty. But by that stage, we'd picked the other room to sleep in, hadn't we, Rachel?
Well, you had.
Good job. This bed's 17th century. Not for sleeping on.
Oh, really? I find it comfortable.
Well, it was a bedroom once, a Matthew Fell's room. A distant ancestor of yours, Rachel. But that was around 1690.
And it's stood empty ever since?
Quite possibly. It's so dark, after all. No sunshine getting in.
It's south-facing.
That tree there, at the window, blocking the light. An ash tree, isn't it?
Oh, but it's beautiful.
Still unpacking, I see. Toys and games.
Those are Rachel's.
Yeah. Planning a nursery, are you?
Not immediately. Shall we have some coffee?
I wouldn't say no.
Rachel?
Yes, of course.
Mr. Crome, anything else you can find out for us about the room and the hall's history, that would be greatly appreciated.
I didn't realise it was so recent, Rachel. I must apologise for bringing it up.
Bringing what up?
The matter of your parents.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I lost my own father 3 years ago. He was an antiques dealer like yourself, Mr. Wilson. Highly reputable.
More coffee?
One's plenty. Thank you.
Rachel?
No, thanks.
Did they know you had plans to buy back the family home?
My parents? No, it was only afterwards, really, that it occurred to me.
But they were aware of its existence?
Oh, yes. They knew it was owned by the Fell family originally. The sad truth is, without their inheritance, it would never have come back to us. But, of course, neither Mum or Dad are here to enjoy it with me, just myself and Simon.
They never hankered after it?
No. In fact, they said there was some dispute, I think, dating back over the years. But our conveyancers didn't find anything.
It's partly why we came to you, to learn a bit more about the house and its history, so that Rachel can restore it in the appropriate manner.
Well, I'm not quite sure yet how Castringham Hall changed hands, but there are a few interesting stories cropping up, one of which may affect your immediate plans, Rachel.
Oh, really?
The proposed outbuilding.
My workshop.
Well, we have planning permission. Well,
there's no objection to the building itself.
Well, I'd hope not. It's got nothing to do with anyone else.
As I say, there's no objection in principle, but there is a concern over its location.
So who's objecting?
Some of the village council members.
It's only a small workshop for Simon's business, and it's on my land.
What's wrong with its location?
According to the parish records, the area in question may contain an unmarked grave.
The old paddock?
Whose grave?
They don't specify the identity, but it's apparently the final resting place of a young soldier, from the Civil War period.
Really?
Now, obviously, that's a very long time ago to you and I, but to exhume any grave, as I'm sure you're both aware, is technically an illegal act without the appropriate permissions, however old it might be.
Well, I'm sure my solicitor will inform me of any hurdles. Thank you for drawing it to my attention.
My pleasure. I'm not being obstructive, Rachel, but you need an exhumation licence.
Mrs. Fell, if it's all the same, Mr. Crome.
Oh. Very well. My apologies.
As you know, I'm the landowner here now. Castringham Hall is my home, and technically I am restoring a building of historical importance.
The authorities will take that into account, of course.
But as yet, I have no proof that a grave exists anywhere on my property, have I?
Proof? No. I can research further, of course.
Then do. My solicitor will handle the application.
Of course, Mrs. Fell. Well, I really must go. Thanks for the coffee.
I'll see you out.
Oh, incidentally, are there any other members of the Fell family I should know about? Any brothers or sisters?
No. I'm the last one.
You'll be wanting that family, then.
Perhaps. Thanks for coming, Mr. Crome.
Through here. Well, goodbye then, Mr. Wilson, isn't it? You and Rachel aren't married.
Correct.
Oh, look at that. Not seen rabbits out here before.
Yes, more turn up every day, it seems. They're getting almost tame.
Really? A good sign. That is a very good sign. By the way, it would only be a matter of choosing an alternative site for your workshop.
I'll talk to Rachel.
According to the records, he was a runaway, apparently, or royalist spy, if you want a more colourful take.
Fascinating.
Well, I'll leave it with you. Goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
Goodbye.
Ah, there's another one. Look, charming creatures, aren't they?
They are. Here, then. Come here. That's it. There.
I'll never get to sleep now.
Hmm? Why?
That noise.
What noise?
The wood up there, creaking all night.
Oh, it's cosy.
The whole house creaks.
Well, it's centuries old.
Maybe we should swap bedrooms.
Hmm?
Move into the master bedroom.
Sir Matthew's room's too dark, isn't it?
That's only what Crome said. It's nicer than this room.
It's too noisy.
Oh, God, why is that room too noisy?
Those branches on the window pane.
The ash tree?
Yes. Didn't you hear them?
I find that cosy. Anyway, we need Mr. Crome's permission to move.
You don't like him, do you?
No, I don't. He's irritating. He's pompous.
Mm, I don't like him either.
Constantly making insinuations. I should have gone with someone I knew.
Well, who do we know around here? He is on the parish council.
What, meaning?
Well, we're new here, aren't we? It's better for us to have friends.
Oh, not that again.
All right. Why don't we just move my workshop? We can still build it close by.
No, I chose the paddock specifically.
Yes, but if it's technically a war grave...
Oh, please, where's his proof? We only have his word something's buried there.
Yeah, well, why would he lie?
Well, because he's a busybody. They all are. Interfering with our plans because we're new here and they've got nothing better to do. They're staking their territory.
Well, we haven't met them yet.
But when we do, the hierarchy will be well established, won't it? Clearly, someone has a problem with my family.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'll give them a problem. They can mind their own bloody business. This is my home now. My family home. Go on, say it.
Say what?
Say what you're thinking. There is no family. Yeah, well, good night.
Rachel. Rachel.
It would have made a lovely nursery.
Oh, shh.
I'm getting a signal over here.
I was right. It's a rabbit, see? Nothing wrong with the eyes, though.
Shh, I can't hear.
His head looks fine.
It's ringing. Come on.
No sign of anything at all.
Oh, gone again. Useless.
Nothing here either?
Nothing. Hardly the Outer Hebrides, are we?
Oh, the company said another 6 months.
Then another six and another. What's wrong with it?
Dead.
I know it's dead. How did it die?
I'm not sure. Nothing obvious. Look.
No, no, no. Not near me, please.
I'll go and bury it.
Then can you run me into town? I need to speak to the builders urgently.
Well, just let me bury it, will you?
Who's that?
Back already?
Yeah, well, you can deal with him.
All right. There. Rest here, you poor little thing. You got a tissue for my hands?
No, here.
Thanks.
Don't panic. I bring gifts. Well, a gift.
Oh, goodness me. Look at this, Rachel.
A painting of Castringham Hall, 1690, from my father's collection. An original. And of some value, this one.
Oh, it's absolutely marvellous, isn't it?
How much?
No charge. A housewarming gift. Plus, the local framing company owed me a favour.
Mm, how kind.
Yes, incredibly kind. Thank you, Mr. Crome. Can you take it, Rachel?
Thank you.
My pleasure. Now for the bad news.
Oh, of course.
Well, the parish council met yesterday evening. Not specifically about your plans, Rachel, but they came up. The long and short of it is they are now insisting you change that proposed location, seeing as it's technically a war grave.
They have no authority.
Rachel.
Do you mind?
That's as may be, Mrs. Fell. But we're pretty well established here, you know. And they were unanimous, I have to say, on moral grounds.
Moral? How absurd. You've given me no proof at all that a grave even exists. Did you give them any?
Please, Mrs. Fell. I've only just got started on the paperwork. I came over early because I thought it might be an unsavoury matter for you, especially if the truth behind the man's death were to come out.
Truth? What do you mean?
He was hanged. Sir Matthew Fell caught him here on the estate. I found an account of it last night, tucked away, of course. A lynching, it seems.
Rubbish. Prove it.
I can. If I have to. Sir Matthew kept a private diary. Very private, I might add.
That changes nothing. Certainly not proof. And the 17th century is a very long time ago, Mr. Crome.
This is Rachel's estate now.
And my family's before me. So, unless you can provide me with proof, official proof, that a body lies buried on my property, the land is mine to do with entirely as I wish. Is it not?
It is, Mrs. Fell. But there's local feeling, you know. That counts for something around here.
Here, you keep your picture. I'll be in the house, Simon.
We are paying you a wage, Mr. Crome.
I'm sorry if I spoke out of turn. Here, please. Keep it.
Well, OK, thanks. Can you hold it in a moment, though? I need to bury this poor thing.
Dead, is it?
I'm afraid so. I can't see how.
There's another one round the back.
Another?
Near the ash tree. I saw it on my way in. There it is, by the roots.
Yes, and another beside it.
Is there? So there is.
Three in one night. They look healthy.
The Castringham sickness.
What?
Part of your inheritance, I'm afraid. Or Rachel's, I should say. Though no one's ever established precisely what it is.
Sickness?
That's what the farmers round here call it. One of the reasons the Fell family lost its fortune, according to the old periodicals. Killed off the cattle, mainly, until Sir Matthew's son took to shutting up their livestock in sheds. But it still reaps its toll on the local game. To this day.
Well, surely they know what it is by now.
No one knows. And then you have this. You know, if you'll believe the word of a minor village historian, this ash tree has stood here since Sir Matthew's day.
Oh, impossible, surely.
Not the same tree, perhaps. But here one stands, in the painting itself, see? This precise spot. I dare say a third, perhaps even a fourth, or more, has grown up through the dead roots and taken its place here, beside the house. Nothing stops it.
It looks dead from down here.
The only thing that'll kill this tree is to cut it down. and burn the roots.
Oh, well, Rachel won't do that. She loves the sound it makes on the window pane up there in the master bedroom. She wants to make that our room.
Sir Matthew's?
If you say it was.
I know it was. He died up there.
Natural enough, I suppose.
Not quite. Apparently, his servants failed to wake him one morning, broke in, and found him dead in bed. His face was completely black.
Well, you have had a busy night.
When I'm paid, I work. He wasn't widely mourned, I might add, despite his godly life. Evidently, he possessed something of an inner fury, a family trait, it would seem. His servants claimed it revealed itself in death.
What are you implying?
Nothing.
Well, then perhaps you can tell me what's really going on with this grave nonsense. A local feud, is it? Someone angry with Rachel's family?
Not exactly.
Stop fencing, Mr. Crome. Tell me. What's the real objection? No one gets as upset about an old grave. Is it because we're new here?
Of course not.
What then? Local folklore? Why this veiled threat about shaming Rachel's name?
I didn't say that.
You implied it.
It can wait.
What can wait?
Like you said, Simon, just local folklore. I'll leave the painting in the porch, shall I?
Fine. Castering of sickness. Poor little things.
Dear Lord, I ask you once more for guidance. I close my eyes in reverence and choose this page. Here, Matthew 10, verse 26. So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
Here you are.
Has he gone?
Yes. What's that?
Hmm?
In your hand.
My Bible.
Not that business again.
Drawing the sorters.
I thought we
You said... I didn't.
I said it's a silly superstition.
My parents never thought that. It gives guidance. What did he say, Mr. Crome?
Well, nothing he didn't say last night. Look, why don't we forget about my workshop? I can manage in the house. Leave the grave as it is.
If there's a grave.
Until we're settled here.
I am settled. Anyway, it's too late. The builders are coming tomorrow morning.
Well, you got through.
Only here in this room. It's a perfect signal. You'd think, with that tree blocking the window, it would be the worst place, but it works perfectly here. The highest point, I suppose.
What if there is a grave?
Oh, how many times? We have no proof. So, if there is, it's just an innocent mistake, isn't it? But it's a load of hassle and expense hiring solicitors first.
Rachel, is everything all right?
Meaning?
Well, this business again, drawing the sorters.
For God's sake, Simon, whose side are you on?
There's a funny thing about that tree. Do you know how old it is? Crome says... it doesn't matter.
I think we should make this our bedroom. I think better in here. I feel better.
I prefer the one we're in.
No. This room's friendlier.
Rachel, your coffee's poured.
Coming.
God.
What's wrong?
My hand.
Well, you burnt yourself?
No. I don't know what I've done. It's hurting when I woke up. See?
Oh, looks pretty red.
Feels like all the blood's rushing to it.
A trapped nerve? This one, mine.
Yes.
Well, they came early, just like I asked. All the way from Cambridge. Should have the whole area done by this afternoon.
You were saying?
They're allowed comfort breaks, you know.
Mrs. Fell?
Toilets through here. Down the corridor on your left.
Hey, it's not that, Mrs. Fell. We've found something. Buried in the ground.
Oh, really?
A large stone. Very old, it looks.
How large?
Well, about my size, flat and heavy. Like a slab of rock.
Show me.
Shouldn't we contact someone?
Like who?
The council or the police.
We don't know what it is yet, do we?
If we're breaking the law...
Then I'll deal with it.
That's it, Mrs. Fell. Down there. We cleared the topsoil away.
Oh, it's just a stone.
Yes, but what's it covering?
Oh, we can try moving it.
No, not if it's a grave.
Oh, for God's sake, Simon, there are no marks or anything. Yes, please, Mr. West.
Yeah, well, hold on, Mrs. Fell. If it is a grave...
What's that there? Where the corner's missing? Something's sticking out. You see? Underneath.
Rachel, wait, please.
It's metal. It's old metal. It's preserved in the mud. Here, look.
Careful, Rachel. The stone's crumbling away.
I think I can prise it free. There, look. It's a face. A mask.
It's horrible.
Yes, it is.
Stinks.
Well, there's nothing else underneath.
Well, how do you know?
Mr. West, you can carry on. The stone's breaking up easily. Just dump it all over there.
Breaking up? It was rock solid.
Well, how do you know there's nothing else under there?
I just do.
Good evening, Mr. Crome. Come through. Let me take your coat.
No, thanks. I am quite cold, in fact.
We did try and contact you, Mr. Crome, but as you know, we have very poor phone signal here. It was out of our hands, I'm afraid. The builders came early and we had no choice but to go ahead without you.
And there was nothing under there?
Like I said, nothing.
Just the stone.
Stone? What kind of stone?
An ordinary stone, Mr. Crome, nothing else.
Nothing below?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there was this. A mask of some kind. I intend to sell it.
That's not a mask. It's a bridle. A witch's bridle.
A witch?
You've dug up her grave.
I thought you said it was a spy.
A little white lie, I'm afraid. For which I apologise.
Well, there was nothing else down there. So now you better have a very good explanation for deceiving me, Mr. Crome.
Of course. Look, can we have a drink?
Another?
I won't, thank you. Driving.
I will. My bloody hand's killing me.
Do carry on, Mr. Crome.
Well, like I say, she was quite influential in a way, certainly compared to the others they hanged.
You still haven't told us her name.
Anne Mothersole. She died in 1690, the year, in fact, of that picture I gave you. I think Sir Matthew was on a mission around then to keep up appearances. It would appear he caught her trespassing here.
Doing what?
Gathering sprigs at the full of the moon. So he wrote. She was up in the ash tree, apparently right outside his bedroom window. Must have given him quite a shock, staring in at him while he slept.
Hardly a reason to kill her.
True. And by that stage, the East Anglian witch hunts were very much in decline, certainly compared to the Civil War period, which is why, I think, Sir Matthew did what he did and hanged her here on the estate.
Without trial?
Seems the juries were far less willing to convict witches in the latter part of the century. I dare say he might have tried if he hadn't caught up with her on the grass below the tree and found nothing there before him but a hare.
Oh, please.
Well, he and a few other like-minded souls then rode into the village, abducted Anne Mothersole by force, along with five others they suspected of similar crimes, and dragged them back here to Castringham Hall, whereupon he hanged them, one after the other. It's well documented, I'm afraid, in his private letters.
Do you have them?
Not with me. I had hoped to keep them from you entirely. As I say, they're somewhat personal in detail. It would appear Sir Matthew toyed with the women a great deal before hanging them, though he seems to have been rather troubled by something Mothersole said as he fastened the rope around her neck.
Which was?
Something quite innocuous, really, particularly given the poisonous rage she'd apparently displayed moments before while he was hanging the others. She simply muttered, "There will be guests at the hall. Sir Matthew bridled her tongue, then hanged her, insisting they bury her body right here in the grounds of Castringham Hall.
Well, why not the church?
I dare say to ensure she was buried without Christian rites and securely entombed.
An interesting fairy tale, Mr. Crome. Except there were no remains there. So it looks as if the whole thing's been made up.
I can't prove his words are true, of course.
Like women transforming themselves into hares, you mean?
I'd still have a vicar bless the ground if I were you, Mrs. Fell. Won't make much difference to you, but the parish council members will be satisfied at least. I'm afraid we're a superstitious lot.
Over my dead body, Mr. Crome. It's because of village gossip like yours that she was persecuted in the first place. God, if that woman was watching over us right now, she'd be on my side, not yours. She'd loathe that grave they dug for her. She'd hate all of you poring over her past, still frightened of an old folk story.
Don't make light of it, Mrs. Fell. It's your history, after all.
And don't take that tone with me, Mr. Crome, in my own house.
Very well. I'll be going then.
And don't expect any more work.
I won't. Good night. Don't worry, Mr. Wilson. I'll see myself out.
Well, thanks for your support.
Oh, my bloody hand.
Oh, my bloody hand.
Where are you going?
Out.
Out? Out where?
Wait up. Rachel, wait. Where are you going?
For a walk.
What, in the dark?
You're drunk.
I know. It's great.
How's your hand?
Getting better, thanks to this. It's nice, isn't it? Us being out here like this.
Like what?
Together. Deep in the countryside. No phones, no technology.
No escape.
There's time to talk, though, isn't there? We haven't talked in a long time. Not really. You know, Rachel, we can still...
What?
Adopt.
Not now, please.
But we never talk about it.
Not now.
I want us to be together, Rachel.
I know.
I do love you.
You're drunk.
I do. Let's make a go of it, can't we? Again.
Oh, I'm cold. Let's walk.
All right. Where are we going? Slow down, Rachel. I thought we were going for a walk. I don't want to go back inside yet. Rachel. What are you looking at?
It can't be the same tree, can it? Her tree, I mean.
Mrs. Mothersole, up in those branches. That's the funny thing I was going to tell you, what Crome said the other day.
Well, go on.
He says there's been an ash tree here for 400 years. They grow up through the roots, so he says.
It looks dead from down here. What's that?
What?
There, on that branch, see?
Where?
There!
Oh, yes, I see it.
It's a squirrel, isn't it?
No, it's never a squirrel. They're all in their nests by now.
It is! Look, it's a red squirrel. No, it's darker.
Oh, you're drunk.
What is it?
It's two of them, I think. One of those branches.
Where?
There. That's more legs than a squirrel.
Oh, it's gone again.
No, there it is. Six. No, eight. Must be a few of them.
Look, there it is again. It's moving, see? What is it? Simon!
It's too dark now. Come on, let's go in.
All right.
Ah, other arm.
Sorry. Come on.
Ouch. Oh, hand. And head. Oh, morning. How long have you been awake?
Oh, hours. Couldn't sleep with the noise.
What noise?
The creaking again.
Oh, it's better than tree branches scraping the window.
And squirrels on the ledge. I heard them.
No, it can't be squirrels.
So I drew the sorties again. Just now.
Oh, again? What did it say?
Luke 13, verse 7. Cut it down.
The ash tree? I'll do that and I will change bedrooms.
Really?
Really.
Well, why don't we then?
Hmm?
Cut it down. We could have a party this weekend. Build a huge bonfire, light some fireworks. We can invite Anne and Hugh.
Really?
Well, not Anne and Hugh. Maybe Ewan and Charlotte.
Are you sure?
Plus Tom and Gemma and the kids. I'll cook us dinner. Then we'll all go out and burn the tree. The kids can build a Guy Fawkes and put it on top.
I thought you liked the tree.
I did. But, well, the verse says cut it down. We can plant something fresh in its place. A new tree, just for us.
Yeah, why not? For us. Perhaps it does work, after all.
Simon?
What's wrong?
Down there, on the grass. Another dead one.
Just like the others. Poor thing. What's causing it, I wonder? Let's have a look at you. Wait. It's where I touch them.
Morning, Simon.
Morning!
I left the mob of angry villagers at the gate.
Very funny.
In actual fact, I dropped by to apologise. To both of you.
Really? Well, thanks. Apology accepted.
What's that? Another one gone?
Yes. And whatever's wrong with them, it's catching. Look at my hand.
Goodness me, Simon. What's happened to it?
Pretty grim, eh?
Let me drive you over to the doctor's.
Oh, it's fine, really. I want to bury this one first. I'll be heading in myself shortly.
Can you drive?
At the moment.
Well, your decision, of course. But I get that seen to as soon as you can. Where's Rachel, by the way? I came over to see her, too.
Oh, I don't know. She said she'd follow me out.
No doubt she spied me from the window. I understand. I'll come back another time.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Crome, if you're interested, we're having a bonfire party this Saturday. We were going to cut down the tree.
The ash tree?
No objections?
No. None at all.
What really happened to him, by the way?
Hmm?
Sir Matthew, when he died.
I don't know. But the servants laying out his body caught it too, apparently. Hand swollen and black.
Are you serious?
According to the records. Sure you won't have that lift?
No. No, thank you, Mr. Crowe.
Till Saturday, then.
Mr. Crome? Mr. Well, I'm afraid it's a cold spade for you, my friend. But I can probably still manage a nice bed of leaves.
Dear Lord, I seek your guidance again. I close my eyes with reverence and pick this page here. Isaiah 13, verse 20. It shall never be inhabited. This page here. Job 39, verse 30. Her young ones also suck up blood.
Lie there and rest. Hold on a minute, though. What's this? Good God. Rachel. Rachel.
I'm in here.
I need to see a doctor.
Why?
Look.
Oh, Simon. How could it have got worse?
I picked it up from those rabbits, I think, and there's something else that Crome said.
What? What did he say?
Nothing, just the Castringham sickness.
Let me phone them.
I was burying it outside, and then I saw one I'd recovered earlier poking through that... They'd gone black, Rachel. Completely black.
I don't understand. There's no signal at all now. Look, can you drive?
No, I don't think so now. My pain's getting worse. Christ, I should have gone when Crome asked me.
Crome's been here.
He offered to drive me to a doctor like an idiot. I said no. I'm stuck here.
It says he'll be back, but God knows when.
Back here?
To apologise, that's why he dropped by.
I don't want that man here again, ever.
Oh, don't be like that, Rachel. He said he's sorry.
Of course he's not sorry. If he so much as steps foot on my drive again, I'll call the police.
Well, best of bloody luck.
So why are you fighting me?
Oh, why can't you just get on with people?
People?
Always falling out with everyone we meet.
Oh, how dare you?
That's why we're stuck here in the middle of bloody nowhere. Not because of your parents. Because no one else can stomach us.
Simon!
Yeah, well, just hear it, will you? For once in your life, hear it. Ever since we found out about us, you've turned everyone we know away from us. They can't help what happened. Why can't they enjoy their lives? Oh, sorry, Rachel, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Well, you might as well know I invited him.
What?
To the party.
Get out. Get out.
I was trying to make things better.
Out! This is my room now. I sleep where I want, and tomorrow...
Well, go on.
Well, it hasn't worked, has it? Us coming here, nothing's worked.
Oh, so you're pushing me away now?
Oh, get out!
hand. What's happened to it? Rachel! Rachel! Rachel!
Simon!
I'm coming!
By the window.
What?
I don't know. Something staring in at me. I heard it on the ledge.
Heard or saw?
I don't know. It's Chrome or someone trying to scare me.
Oh, don't be silly. He couldn't climb all the way up here.
Why not? Someone from the village might.
I can't see anything.
I heard a noise right there on the glass, then I saw it.
Saw what? There's nothing out here. See? Nothing, okay? Oh, God, sorry, no, I can't close it.
Your hand. Show me.
No. It's better over here with the air on it.
Let's cancel the bonfire.
Why?
I don't want anyone here now.
Oh, don't be silly.
You said yourself, none of them like me, not really.
Oh, of course they do. I was just angry. Don't cancel it. It'll be good for us.
Can you drive to A&E? I can steer.
Not in the dark, you can't.
Simon, what are you going to do?
Well, not much I can do, is there? Except keep taking more pills.
Simon, where are you going?
To my bedroom.
Simon!
You look like you've been waiting for me.
I have. Can you run me up to the doctor's? Look.
Good God. Get in. I'm sure it'll be fine. Hope my little history lesson yesterday didn't frighten you too much. Simon?
I'm listening. I'm just dizzy.
Well, you can relax about Sir Matthew at any rate. When they found him... He was on his bed, apparently, with the window open. Naturally, they thought it was suicide, the guilt, you know, or what he'd done. But they couldn't find any trace of poison in his jug, so the local physician examined his body, and he found two small marks, like pinpricks, he wrote, meaning it was poison after all. He'd been murdered. Revenge, presumably. Here we are.
Thanks for the lift.
I'll wait for you. Allow me.
It's okay. I still have one hand free.
At the moment?
Someone climbed the tree last night.
Tree?
The ash tree. To scare Rachel. They were at her window. Someone from the village, maybe.
I doubt it. That would be trespassing. And we all know what happens with trespassers at Castringham Hall.
Something did.
Dear God, I ask you again for guidance. I choose this page. Here, Job 7, verse 21. Thou shalt seek me in the morning, and I shall not be. Oh, Mummy. Daddy.
Well?
He can't tell in there. I have to go up to the hospital for tests. A poisons unit.
The Castringham sickness, eh? I'll drop you up there. No charge.
He's prescribed me these for the pain.
Ah, Dr. Maitland. You saw John, did you?
A friend of yours?
We're all friends here, in the main.
Just hope I'm feeling better tomorrow night.
How will you chop it down?
Oh, the ash tree. Oh, Rachel's hired someone.
Oh? Who?
Oh, no one you know.
How is she?
Well, how do you think she is?
Look, I don't know what happened last night, Simon, but whatever it was, I had nothing to do with it.
Well, just go easy on her, will you? Tomorrow. She's had a rough couple of years.
Of course, I'm looking forward to it.
Did you say the window was open?
Window?
Sir Matthew's, when they found him.
Yes, wide open. Why?
I don't know. We better stop for some kindling. I'll get it. Charlotte, Ewan.
Simon.
Hi.
Hi.
So lovely to see you. Sorry we're late.
Good journey?
Well, Ewan got lost, then I couldn't get any signal.
It's awful round here.
But anyway, we're here now. Where's everyone else?
You're it, I'm afraid.
Really?
No Tom?
Or Gemma, or the kids. They cancelled yesterday, though I didn't get their message till this afternoon.
Oh, I was looking forward to seeing them.
What's with the bandage?
Oh, infection of some kind. Possibly poison.
You're joking.
She finally did it.
Very funny. Now, I'm waiting for the test results as we speak. In the meantime, I can't drink a drop.
Too bad. More for us.
Come through, come through. Rachel's in the kitchen.
Beautiful house, by the way.
Thanks. Make sure you tell Rachel. And this is Mr. Crome, our local historian.
Good evening.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
This is Ewan, Charlotte. Mr. Crome's doing some research for us on the history of the house.
That's right.
How wonderful. The exterior's lovely, isn't it?
I'll go and get Rachel. Please sit down and help yourselves to wine.
Already have.
You ready, love? They're here.
I heard.
Well?
Look at it. Ruined. I've ruined the whole bloody thing.
Smells fine to me. The crumble's delicious, Rachel.
Yes, yes.
Delicious.
So traditional.
Like the beef, too.
You know, the English have always been obsessed with roasting food. They loathed the French for trying something different.
Giving it taste, you mean?
They used to tie little dogs on rollers, turning the spit.
Could have done with one of those tonight.
Very funny.
Oh, come on, Rachel, you've said worse to me. Look, I managed to cut some of it.
Charlotte, sorry.
It's fine.
Well, if Simon will give us all the wine.
Lovely wine. On special, too, weren't they, Simon?
Yes, they were.
You mustn't feel bad about Tom and Gemma not turning up, Rachel.
I don't.
They probably can't get childcare, that's all. It's very hard when you're a parent, you see. Luckily, my folks are always about, or if not, we ask Ewan's.
They love having them over.
Do they?
How are the twins?
Adorable, just adorable. We're still decorating the nursery, of course.
We meant to get it done on time, but there was so much going on with preparations for the rest of the house. In the end, Ewan's parents said, "Leave it to us, Charlie. You need all the strength you have carrying two."
Now, how are they, your parents?
Oh, getting on, like all of us. They'll probably need looking after themselves before too long. And then we'll move.
Or send them here, give you two a taste of the hard life.
They're putting on fireworks themselves tonight, for the neighbours' kids.
Speaking of which, I would have thought you'd had it down by now.
Have what down?
The tree. Mr. Crome says it's that one outside by the window.
Oh, yes. Well, the gardener cancelled at the last minute, and I can't cut it down if I don't want to collapse in agony.
Well, what about you, Mr. Crome?
He didn't offer.
I did, I think.
Anyway, with Tom and the kids not coming, we decided it was a bit pointless, really, didn't we, Rachel?
You did.
She likes it, really, don't you, Rach? Loves the sound the branches make on her bedroom window.
Her bedroom window?
Ours. Let's have coffee in the lounge, shall we?
Funny, Rachel said that same thing when she showed me round.
What thing?
About liking the sound the branches make on her bedroom window. But when I looked out, the branches were nowhere near the window.
What?
They're a good few feet away. So you probably have rats. They're all over the countryside.
Squirrels, maybe.
I doubt that. They're all hibernating by now.
You know, you wouldn't get one of my Irish clients sleeping near an ash tree.
No, why not?
They think it's very bad luck.
No, I hadn't heard that. Speaking of which, Rachel's in for a spate herself, been upsetting the locals.
Already?
Please, Mr. Crome.
Committed a sin, she has.
No.
A real one?
No, she hasn't.
Dug up a grave.
A grave?
Right here on the estate.
Mr. Crome.
A witch's grave.
You're kidding. A real-life witch?
Yes, it's well documented round here.
There was nothing there.
Shh. Shush, I want to hear him.
Let me tell you the story.
Yes, do.
Please, Mr. Crome.
Rachel's ancestor, disgraced ancestor, Sir Matthew Fell.
Oh, that's enough.
Hanged a suspected witch here in Castringham Hall.
Please.
From the branches of the ash tree.
Mr. Crome! That is enough.
As you wish. Merely making conversation.
You're such a spoilsport, Simon.
Ewan? You know, I love this wallpaper, Rachel. We're thinking of doing the nursery in a similar shape.
Get out!
Rachel?
Get out, all of you!
Simon?
Oh, leave her alone, will you?
Simon?
Get out, or I'll throw you out.
Don't worry, we're going.
And you!
Me?
Yes, you heard her. Get out and leave her alone, now. The party's over, we're finished.
We've been saying that for years.
Come on, Charlotte. I told you we shouldn't have bothered.
I'm sorry, Simon. Genuinely.
You get out as well.
Farewell then, Mrs. Fell. Thank God you're the last of them.
Rachel.
Leave me alone.
Rachel, let me in. Please, Rachel.
Go away.
Open the door.
Just leave me alone.
Rachel, let me sleep next to you. Rachel, come back to our room. Please, Rachel. Rachel.
Go away, all of you. Oh, God. It's so cold. Where are my babies? Where are mine? There. Simon? Simon? What's that? Simon? There's something on the ledge. Oh, God. The bed. Simon! Simon! They're all over me!
Rachel! Open the door! Rachel! 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 Oh, God! Get off her! Get off! Oh, get off! Get off! Oh, my God! Rachel! Your face! Oh, your face! Oh, God! Oh, my poor Rachel! No, 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 Rachel! Rachel!
Hello? Good morning, Doctor. Not ill, am I, Jim? The Fells? Well, no wonder they don't have signal up there yet. I don't think I'd be very welcome, to be honest, but I can drive you up there if you like. Why, is there a problem? That's right. I ran him up to the poisons unit myself. What do they think it is? Sure. I'll bring him over straight away. Well, well, well. The Castringham sickness. What the hell's he doing? He'll burn the whole bloody house down. Will catch fire. It's fallen too close to the house. Simon!
I'm destroying it. It can't hurt her now.
What do you mean? Hurt who?
She's dead.
Rachel?
Two marks on her face. Like small pinpricks.
No, keep back.
Don't go near the tree. Look there.
What is that? Oh, it's moving.
And another. See?
My God. What are they? Spiders.
I can't tell.
There's dozens of them.
The fire's killing them. They're coming out of the trunk. Up through the roots.
Those aren't roots. They're legs. It's a body, Simon.
I know. Beneath the tree. She was under there. All the time.